It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Welcome back to the worst podcast ever, season 2, episode 3. I'm your host, Danny Two Times, Danny Two Times. And joining me today, as always, our esteemed Janice 2.0.
You're goddamn right I'm esteemed.
And guys, we have probably the most absurd, shocking, just honestly vile topics that you need to know about right now, about things that are going on in the world.
I don't know. I don't think it's worse than the baby trafficking by Mr. Franco.
Yeah, we never really followed up with that, but the police don't really seem to care. So if any good Samaritan sees James Franco swapping a baby, try to stop him.
Please. Well, actually, I haven't seen Joey since he got back from reporting on that. Being out in the field collecting all that evidence and all those pictures of James Franco running out with the babies.
Yeah, didn't he say that he felt like a dark presence? Like he felt like something was following
him. He mentioned he felt that he was being followed, yeah.
Yeah, well, I digress. I digress. He'll be fine. So anyway, the topics for today, guys. Topic number one. Snapple. Where is it? Why can't I find Snapple anywhere? What has happened?
Yeah, where are the glass bottles?
Yeah, who has stolen this American treasure from our store shelves? It's gone. So yeah, guys, we're going to reveal the truth on that. Topic number two, the return of Dracula. Okay, everyone's gearing up for the Dark Lord's return. We have three crucial tips to help you prepare for this unholy event. So stick around for that. Topic number three, Tame Impala has a unique writing style, but is it harmful to the world as we know it? Okay, so Tame Impala, a multi-instrumentalist from Australia. He has a strange writing style and a very controversial style that you need to know about because this could affect you. It could affect your family. It's an ongoing issue that involves the world as we know it. So we're going to cover that. All right. So let's get into the first topic, guys. So topic number one, Snapple. Where did Snapple go? So Snapple is supposedly made with the best stuff on earth, as per their slogan. The controversy is this. In the factories, they're not just brewing tea like you think they are, okay? They are systematically stealing all the best things in the world and turning them into tea.
Whoa.
That's why you notice things like cotton candy machines are disappearing.
I have noticed a stark decrease in the amount of cotton candy machines I've seen.
You're noticing trampolines are gone. You don't see them anymore in backyards.
True.
They're taking all of the best things and mashing them and mixing them and smashing them. And then straining it into tea.
I be bashing, I be thrashing, I be hashing, I be flashing.
Bing.
Sting.
Wing.
Fling.
Yo. So in case you were wondering, where did all of the nice things go? It's Snapple. They're taking them. Museums.
Turning it into tea.
Turning museums into, they're just bypassing.
They're juicing everything good.
Prune juice!
At first, they would go into museums and find, like, our greatest treasures and then turn them into tea. But now they're just taking the whole damn museum, I think with some kind of insane...
Lead paint and all.
Snapple bulldozing technology. These things go up overnight. I mean, you saw in Sweden last summer, the Swedish Historical Museum, that got sucked up like... It was like a UFO took into the sky. 1 minute it was there, next minute it was gone. And then the next day, you know what happened, right?
No, what happened?
Snapple, their stock price shot through the roof. Mm. They increased their valuation by like $17 billion. Anyway, it's a really stupid topic. Let's just get on to the next topic here. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's gearing up for the Dark Lord's return. The return of Dracula. He is coming back. Yep. He is coming back.
Tonight?
He's coming back April 13th.
Oh.
At midnight.
So we've got time to plan something fun.
Yes. So this is our top... this is... For topic number two, we are... going over three tips on how to prepare for this. For some people, this is going to be a nightmarish hellscape. For others, it's going to be a really cool time. So we're just going to go over three tips on how you can prepare for this unholy event.
My team is Team Cool Time.
Team Cool Time?
Team Cool Time. That's my team.
It's a silly name.
You said, well, one team, for like one team of people, it's going to be the worst night of their lives. For the other team, it's going to be a cool time.
My
and I
bad.
Said, I'm Team Cool Time.
Okay. You're Team Cool Time.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So basically, the Dark Lord will be, is he descending or is he up? Is he ascending from depths? I think he ascends from some sort of tomb or crypt.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. He will be rising from the dead, mm-hmm. emerging from his coffin, tucked deep away in his 1800s mansion. He only does this once every 200 years.
Right. So this year is another cycle.
Also, so years. What scientists are calling this is the year of the triad. There are two broods of cicadas emerging this year, and Dracula is emerging this year.
Mm.
And what that's really asking is 2024 the last year on Earth? Is this a sign of the apocalypse?
What's the relation between Dracula and the cicadas? I mean, are they going to like power up?
Well, so in the Bible, one of the telltale signs of the apocalypse is locusts, swarms of locusts, which are just cicadas. So that makes you then wonder, that missing chapter that was recovered that was about blood-sucking humanoid aliens... That had to have been Dracula.
Matthew 3:17.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so that means that this Dracula cycle, he will have Two separate broods. So he'll be three times as powerful then, basically, right?
That's exactly.
Okay, so we all know what's going to happen. So, you know, every 200 years this happens. Basically, Dracula will divide us all into two groups. One group will be slaves. The other group will be...
Team Cool Time.
Team Cool Time, as Janice...
That's my team.
As Janice 2.0 points out. Dracula's name for it is Assembly of the Dead.
I believe he calls it Janice's group.
No, he doesn't. But so the raffle will be going down April 13th at midnight. Make sure you guys are in Botoșani, Romania at that time. That is the exact city, location where the Dark Lord will rise. So it is known that if you are in, you know, the general area and kind of show that you're making an effort, you know, to join the undead, you know, the allegiance of the undead, that he is more likely to pick you for the assembly of the undead. Anyway, guys, here are the three tips. So tip number one, like I said, try to get into Botoșani, Romania. It's a very small city, very ancient city filled with rich architecture. Try to be there at midnight, okay? It's thousands of miles away. I get it. Gotta be there. It's crucial because he's definitely going to pick a lot of the people that are there for the Assembly of the Undead.
And just remember, everywhere is thousands of miles away if you take the long way.
Tip number two, Janice, what do you think?
Tip number two is to wear flat shoes.
Flat shoes?
Flat shoes. Just trust me. Traveling internationally, you want to be wearing comfortable flat shoes. It's the best advice I got.
All right. I mean, that's a solid tip. I'll take it. And tip number three, guys, whatever you do, do not wear the fake plastic vampire teeth. If you wear these, Dracula will be immediately alerted to your exact location and IP address. So he will download himself into your laptop, come out of the laptop screen, drain all of your blood from your body in about 3.7 seconds. And then he'll say something along the lines of, "Bah, ha, ha, ha." And then,
hello.
And then he'll, let himself out. So those are the three tips, guys. It's a big day, big, big, big day. Really wish it wasn't 2 days before tax day, but so be it.
All the more reason to get them done earlier.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, moving on to topic number three.
Topic number three.
Tame Impala has a unique writing style, but is it harmful to the world as we know it? Okay, so we know Tame Impala as the music we all know and love. It's super psychedelic and chill and cool, funky.
Melts your face off.
Melts your face off with some kind of overdriven bass with like a low-pass filter on it. So it's
like listening to honey.
Or I guess a high-pass filter. Yeah, high-pass filter. So it's all like crispy. I like it crispy. Anyway, so Tame Impala, and basically he's just this guy. He's an Australian multi-instrumentalist named Kevin Parker. His writing style involves summoning psychedelic demons to write his tunes for him. Have you heard about this?
I have not. I have not.
Pretty dangerous stuff. It's similar to selling your soul to the devil to get really good guitar chops. But he did more of like a full package. Like he wanted to be good at every instrument and also like tour around the world, make millions of dollars and stuff. So the psychedelic demons basically do the work for him. They channel their energy through his arms and legs so he can like play drums and play bass and like sing like like that kind of stuff. And the issue with this is that these demons are actually causing a very large amount of CO2 ozone emissions.
That makes sense.
Yeah, just the sheer output of power and energy, like dark magical energy, basically pierces a hole through the ozone layer, the jet stream layer. You can look this up on jetstream.gov/demons/tame. And not only is it burning a hole in the ozone, there's actually a way more serious issue that's going on as well. This dark magical energy is actually causing a rip in the division between our world and the demon world. So although Tame Impala is writing some really good songs, and it's really nice to like listen to when you're driving and stuff, or like when you just want to hang out with your band or with your friends at the pub. But the side effects of this writing style, it's destroying the earth. And pretty much day by day, the rip between our world and the demon world is growing. And the ties are severing. Just look at the lyrics for "The Less I Know, the Better." "Someone said they left together. I ran out the door to get her. She was holding hands with Trevor. Summon Dracula, the Lord, forever." So those are the lyrics.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, I just looked it up on Google. This is what drives me crazy, is that people can look this stuff up, but they choose not to. They're blind to the truth. You can look up the lyrics to "The Less I Know, the Better" by Tame Impala, and it's clear as day right there.
It's really right there.
Dracula forever right there in the first verse. And we just ignore it because it's got like that bass line going like boom, ba-doom.
And the vocals are so like dreamy and high pitched that all you're really focused, and they're like turned down a little bit, so it's like the volume of the bass
space
is
echo. Yeah, it's like woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. And you're just like, oh,
it's like a distraction. Everything is a distraction.
Yeah, and that's basically subliminal messaging right there. And you know, that's why every time you hear the word Dracula, you think about Tame Impala. Anyway, guys, let's check the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail. Yeah!
Gmail. Okay, we got a email from, it says, from Mr. Pee-Pee Poo-Poo Pants. Oh, shit. Okay, it says, "Hey, Danny Two Times. This is the attorney of James Franco. Sorry for the cloak and dagger subject line, just had to get you to open it. This is a cease and desist order. Please do not talk about my client James Franco any longer, or we will be suing you and seizing all assets. Thank you."
What assets?
Yeah, we don't have any assets. We just talk about nonsense, silly things.
All we have are silly things.
He can't really take our minds.
Can't kill an idea. America.
It's like what V for Vendetta says. "Ideas, Mr. Creedy, are bulletproof." And with that, we're going to cap it off, just like a Snapple cap. Cap off it. Nice. Ooh. Cap off the episode here. Thanks so much for listening in. Hope you had a terrible time. Goodbye.